This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. The Aurora City Council will meet today to potentially suspend its longstanding agreement with the City and County of Denver over the use of law enforcement. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
Aurora and Denver are at odds over costs incurred during the George Floyd protests in 2020. Aurora police officers were deployed at the request of the Denver Police Department. Denver officials settled with injured protesters on behalf of its own officers, but not Aurora's officers. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman thought that was part of the agreement.
We deployed our officers under the direction of the Denver Police Department. Our understanding was that they would identify us, and that's not the case right now.
Both entities are seeking legal action on the matter. If the courts rule in Denver's favor, Aurora will end the agreement permanently. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A pair of Colorado lawmakers wants to make it easier for farmers and ranchers to get mental health services. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Colorado Congressmembers Jonah Goose and Brittany Pedersen have introduced the Agricultural Access to Addiction and Mental Health Care Act. The bill would study how to improve access to these services. One idea it would look at is to provide up to 6 reimbursable therapy sessions with professionals trained to serve farming and ranching families. The proposal is modeled after the Colorado Agricultural Addiction and Mental Health Program. Nagoose says the bill is about supporting the well-being of farmers and ranchers. It has the backing of the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union and the Colorado Farm Bureau. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A Tennessee man died on a commercial rafting trip through Glenwood Canyon over the weekend. Cornelius Boysen was thrown from his family's raft after hitting rough rapids on the Colorado River. He had on a life vest and a helmet, but was unresponsive when rescuers pulled him on shore. Colorado has seen a surge in recreational water deaths over the past couple years. Across the state today, hot. Denver and Boulder's highs around 100. Grand Junction around 104. Vail in the 80s. This is CPR News.